Henri Fantin-Latour, who is the greatest specialist of flower painting in the mid-19th century, an artist that is, for many people, associated with this genre principally, although this was by no means the only genre that he practiced or that he practiced seriously, really represents just one facet of Fantin-Latour's artistic interests. But he produced floral stelas with such intensity over such a long portion of his career that he is known today as a flower painter first and foremost.
And I think here we're privileged to be in a room that is entirely filled with Fantin's, with the exception of one painting by his bride, Victoria Dubourg, the painter who also practiced still life. We can see that Fantin's practice in painting flowers was not a monotonous one in which every painting looked the same. The paintings have a surprising variety to them.
One of the things I think is fantastic in having this group of Fantin-Latours is that you get to see the very thoughtfully composed still lifes grouping a range of different objects, both natural and man-made, as well as these paintings that focus on the bouquet and often on a single specimen flower. That's something that is rather unusual, I think, in Fantin-Latour, is the way that he'll pick one species of flower and group this large bunch of it together so that he can focus almost like a botanical illustrator on all of the details of that plant, not just the blossom, but how it grows, what the foliage is like, you know, how the stems bend this way and that way. The sort of wealth of information you have about that kind of flower from these paintings that focus in is rather quite extraordinary and rather different than any of his contemporaries. We know that from eyewitnesses, friends that watched Fantin-Latour paint, particularly the country house that he shared with Victoria Dubourg, where they did much of their work, he would paint these bouquets in 1 or 2 days, just as long as the bouquet would last. And so even in a work like Chrysanthemums that you almost would think, oh, he must have worked from a photograph or from sketches in order to produce something with this level of precision. In fact, he worked quite directly from nature. While he's never a bravura artist who revels in his own virtuosity, there's a kind of quiet virtuosity in paintings such as Chrysanthemums that I think is, as you said, Mitchell, a very visually satisfying experience for the viewer.
I think looking at Fantin's still lives, such as Chrysanthemums, can be such a rewarding experience for the viewer if they're willing to understand the kind of formal choices that the artist was making, the choice of the almost square format, the contrast of the dark phase with the neutral background, and the way in which, unlike in the engagements to life, where the elements reach almost to the borders of the frame, here everything is gently stepped back just a few inches in order to produce the sense of a kind of presence in a space that's neutral but real, and very artful. The blossoms of the chrysanthemums grow out of the vase in a kind of helter-skelter arrangement is really contrasted in a very, very self-conscious way with the slender, tapering vase that they're held in. Mm-hmm. And by that very carefully rendered corner of the table that they sit on, which just gives the smallest indication of space. And I think it's important to note that though Fantin often complained that he only did flower paintings as a way to earn money, he also said that they were a marvelous thing to paint. One cannot imagine a painter dedicating so much of their time and serious artistic effort to a genre that was merely a way of earning one's daily bread.